Once again, we will not be posting them on the website.
Yeah, we're not.
Too bad.
Sorry. You know, leave her alone.
If she wants to post them, she can.
That's all. That's up to Molly. If you're a friend of Molly, you can see her sex panther shots.
Yeah.
She said some creepers already found her on Facebook.
Of course they did.
Well, she's got it locked out. I mean, it's not even going to look at the picture. Yeah,
you can see one guy, very little.
She said every single time she's on, this one guy sends her messages. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Dude,
hang
of
out.
Course. You want to hang out.
She's going to be.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I do.
She's going to be doing something that would spin nerds that listen to the show, spin their brains in circles, because she's going to be going to a Comic-Con where she's been hired to dress as Wonder Woman for a display. She was saying, like, to get, like, $75 an hour to walk around as Wonder Woman.
She's not interested in your perpetually glistened tip.
Right. No. She's interested in making a few dollars.
That's all. Not hanging out with idiots. Yeah.
I didn't realize she's into acting. She's like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a theater major.
Pretty cool.
Gonna head out to Hollywood.
You never know. Can you imagine if she makes it big, you know, she's like all famous. And then we say, yeah, she was an intern on our show.
Yeah, then she won't talk to us.
Yeah, and we won't be able to get interviews with her.
There was a guy that, when we were in college, because we were all in or around the broadcast field. How was you a broadcast major?
Mm-hmm.
I was a broadcast minor. Zane, were you a broadcast minor?
No.
I don't know if you knew this guy that I'm about to reference, but everybody kind of made fun of him when we were there. And he was the one that always talked about, I'm going to Hollywood. I'm going to make a career in showbiz.
Yeah, shut up.
And I got the mailer from our alma mater, and he just got nominated for his fifth daytime Emmy. He's a writer for Jeopardy, and he's been a producer for Survivor. And
made it big.
Written for other game shows and stuff. Do you remember, how makes you remember Ryan Hopak?
I was trying to remember his name. I absolutely remember that name.
I shouldn't say everyone made fun of him.
I don't think people made fun.
I think
fun,
I beat the piss out of that guy.
A lot of people thought he was a weirdo and thought he was full of crap. I did not.
No, I didn't either. I thought he was going to make it.
And he did.
Except I didn't think he was going to make it doing what... Because initially, when he first made it, like you said, it was helping research questions for Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And I go, wow, that guy's really hilarious. I didn't think he'd do research for... I expected him to start writing for a sitcom.
Yeah.
Well, he had something like that, because he wanted to be an SNL writer. That was like what he really wanted to do, was end up on SNL. But
yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, that's something. I didn't know he was nominated for an Emmy.
Yeah, he's won like four or five.
That's cool.
That's pretty wild when you say, you know, I couldn't have told you his name before I read it.
Yeah, I was trying to remember. I could picture him, but...
Yeah, so... 1-800-947-3979. It is the I Can't Wait to Talk About Blank segment. Whatever might be on your mind, you can get after it right now. You can go to freebeerandhotwigs.com. Lots of stuff there.
I can't wait to talk about, in a few minutes, our unnatural, a little bit later on, our unnatural fear of free beer.
Which sounds crazy.
We had a conversation off the air about our fear of free beer. And in one way, shape, or form, I mean, Steve and I think we're the only ones who commented on it, but I think Joe and Hot Wings also had at least about this one issue, a fear to bring up something with free beer, that a small little minor thing that he was saying improperly. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, it became a bit of a snowball within the room.
Man, nobody, for some reason, we're like, oh boy, do we say anything? No, don't.
I have questions. I have legitimate questions.
Yeah, and I doubt we have an answer. I know I don't.
We'll get to that in about 30 minutes.
Scared to death of free beer, which will lead us to what are you scared of that is completely irrational.
It's an irrational fear. I hope it's irrational.
Uh-huh. I got to see a hero yesterday. Guys, radio for one, radio for me. You ready?
I love you, Jimmy.
Jimmy Johnson, in town for a big concert, and man, I was pumped. And this is amazing, because this is like a Tuesday or Thursday night deal, so it's like, okay, I'll be going to bed after midnight. I have to get up at, you know, 3 or 4 in the morning to do a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
No worries. Not a care in the world.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, not a bit of anxiety. Couldn't have cared less. Would have stayed up all night if he played all night. Man, this guy, I snapped a picture and sent it to Steve. Immediately, Steve posted it to Facebook, Jamie Johnson and the band, and it says, Zane's pants are tight, and they were.